140,000, but it was the third straight week of declining claims, also the 144th consecutive week below the 300,000 level, suggesting a strong labor market.
Wisconsin Republican Governor Scott Walker moved ahead earlier this week with plans to make Wisconsin the first state in the nation to drug test able-bodied adults who are receiving food stamps. Wisconsin's Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Kleinfisch explains what it will take to get in Wisconsin's welfare program.
But in order to be eligible to do this, we want folks to take a drug screen. So there are about 67,000 people who would be eligible to take this drug screening. And then after the drug screening, we'll identify those folks who may have to go for a drug test.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, it's Brandon. For years, I couldn't get to sleep, and then I found MyPillow, and my sleep trouble went away. MyPillow works, and if you care about getting a good night's sleep, you'll get one today. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-8175 and ask for the radio listener special. Use promo code USA, and you will now get 50% off of two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows. Call 800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code USA to get this unbelievable offer. Don't lose another night of good sleep.
House and Senate Republicans are still working out the details of a tax bill that they hope to get to the president coming up here right before Christmas time. Republican Senator Ted Cruz is a big fan of adding an amendment that he believes will help many working class families. He explains that amendment.
And what it does is it takes 529 college savings plans, which many, many people have. They let you save in a tax-advantaged way for college expenses. They're immensely popular. Parents, grandparents can save so that kids can go to college. My amendment expands 529, so now you can not only save to go to college, you can also spend from your 529 plan on K through 12 education expenses for public schools, for private schools, for religious schools, for homeschooling, up to $10,000 a year.
New reports are coming out regarding North Korea's nuclear arsenal. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
News of the use of Champ rockets came to light after being reported by the Sun newspaper in London. CHAMP, which stands for Counter Electronics High Power Microwave Advanced Missile Project, would be fired from B-52 bombers that would disable the nuclear weapons as they sat on North Korean launching pads. The Sun released the report amid the massive joint U.S.-South Korea military drills, which Pyongyang described as a provocation. I'm John Clemens.
The Albuquerque Journal is reporting three people were killed in a shooting at a high school in Aztec, New Mexico. Police are still working on the motive. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is bobburnspeaks.com. And I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on Hutterton Chamber Radio entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
And now for Hunterdon County weather. It's 42 degrees Fahrenheit here in Flemington, New Jersey, and it's partly cloudy this evening. We can expect with a low about 23, so you want to be nice and warm this evening. The west winds are about 5 miles an hour only today, we've seen, but that'll calm down as evening progresses. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high of only near 41. So it's winter, folks. It's time. Well, good afternoon. You're listening to Your County at Work. I am your host, Suzanne Legay, and this is where we talk about behind-the-scenes human interest stories of the 600 individuals who work for Hunterdon County, the folks who you count on to provide the services that you need every day in our wonderful county here. And today, we're going to be talking a bit about planning. So why spend a program talking about planning? We all plan, huh? We plan birthday parties. We plan our kids' schedules. We plan at work from morning till night. And in our organizations, we plan. So Why does a municipality or a county need a whole planning department? Why do we need this series of subject matter experts? Well, we're going to delve into that a little bit with a behind-the-scenes planner. Although we will be talking about some of the things that have to do with farmland, but we're talking about planning here this afternoon. And so I'm here to welcome someone who knows a whole lot about that subject, and that is Sue Desmara. Sue is the director of the Department of Planning, Land Use, and Economic Development. That's quite a title, Sue. So welcome.
Thank you, Suzanne. It's a pleasure to be here today.
Well, I'm glad to have you, too. So if we're talking about professional, one would assume that a municipality, a county, would have professional planners. So what's the difference between what we do every day in our everyday lives and our work lives and so forth in terms of planning and what a professional planner does?
Well, a professional planner, first off, is going to have a basic education in planning. Many go on to have a master's degree, and then there is an exam to be a New Jersey professional planner. They are often members of the American Institute of Certified Planners, which is a national organization. And then there is the New Jersey Professional Planner's License, which in order to practice planning in the state of New Jersey, you must have. So first off, we're educated a little bit differently. While all individuals plan to some extent, and we recognize that we all do that, it's an important part of what we do every day. But for a professional planner, our job is to work with large groups of people who often have differing objectives to whatever the effort is, whether it's a municipal governing body, whether it's a group of citizen advocates. Our job is to serve as that intermediary, that facilitator who brings these groups together with disparate aims and goals and tries to find a common theme that by which we can address everybody's issues to some extent and come out with one vision for where we live. I mean, we're talking land use planning, you know.
I was just going to say, Sue, that give our listeners, without saying specific names or organizations, what when you say to give them a point of view, or see if you can concretize that a little bit so that our listeners can actually follow you through a scenario.
Okay, let's say you live in one of our smaller municipalities in our county, and you have a mayor, you have a council, you have a planning board, you have residents who live there. And what the planner does, working with these individuals and trying to get them to think about and what their future and the future of their town or municipality, what is it you want it to look like?
So you want to build something, and I'm worried about the traffic down my street and my kids playing in my front yard. So take it from there, say.
Exactly. So you're the resident who lives on the road who wants to know what that business down the street is going to do to the traffic. Is it safe for my children to continue to walk to school? How am I going to get where I need to be in time with additional traffic, with additional people, with additional, you know.
And are you going to put a traffic light at the end of my block? And
right.
So enter Sue Desmara, or our professional planner, and then you do what?
You have a like a town meeting,
mm-hmm.
and you try to say, okay, town folks, whether you start with a municipality governing body first, you know, where do you want to go? What is your vision for where you live? What do you see as a commercial development? Where do you want that? What's the right place for you? Everybody is different, so no two organizations or people are going to have the same goals and objectives. But it's the planner's role to try to find that commonality and to see how they can work them together so that everybody understands where we're going And then there's some buy-in on some level from every different group, whether it's a nonprofit, whether it's a resident, or whether it's the governing body that has to make those decisions.
So one would expect that you bring statistics, perhaps. One would expect that you might have some leadership skills in a meeting. One might expect that you mediate. I mean, give us a sense of being walking into a meeting like this, Sue.
You want to go into the meeting with kind of an open mind, but the ability to direct and listen to what's being said. And from what you hear, glean out what are the objectives, what is the vision that is here in this community, and then how can I help them achieve that vision through my experiences in other places, different things I know that have been done, you know, whether we can get away without a traffic light. Maybe we want to do a circle. Oh, boy, we love those. But how to address it in a way that the community maintains its sense of self, yet is able to move forward and look toward a fiscally responsible future, and to make sure that they can build a thriving economy, because we here in New Jersey all know about our property owners and our property taxes. So it's that commercial base that is going to reduce that.
So while I'm worried about my front yard and the traffic at between 7 and 8 in the morning, you're looking at the regional economy. You're looking at the municipal regulations. You're looking at, is this a county, state, or municipal road?
Yes.
And so there's tremendous amount of subject matter expertise that comes into this, never mind the psychological mediation of a group of folks that are all, you know, rightfully
yes,
concerned. And I'm sure there's most of our listeners at some point has had something cross their paths as they've worked, you know, lived in a community or worked with an issue like this that really, really, without knowing it, maybe relies on a professional planner to bring the data and the
yes,
expertise to the subject. Huh?
Agreed. And it is oftentimes, I find, it is that collaboration with our state agencies and the county agencies and our municipal governments is how we get things to move forward and progress. I mean, we all have heard, you know, we've all created plans that sit on a shelf, and nobody's happy about that.
Can you say Route 202? Can you say
31? Yes, I can. I've worked with transportation my entire career, and that is one of the areas where I get a little passionate when I am at DOT meetings.
What DOT being?
Department of Transportation,
okay,
the New Jersey Department of Transportation. They occasionally have meetings out here when they have projects that they are planning to work on.
Decades ahead, right?
Yes. And the plans do go on for decades. And anybody who's watched the development of the Route 20231 circle knows how long that was being discussed, probably 15, 20 years ago.
Wow.
And it's now coming to a point of where it's there. And some of us are still waiting to see how this falls out, because we're, you know, we're
I think I it. Saw maps around still looking at it while it's under construction. So
yes.
I want to talk a little bit. We'll get to more in depth about what you do as a planner, but is it always about land use?
Well, in most cases in New Jersey, it is about land use, because...
See, I say land use, and Sue comes from Indiana, and she says land use. So tell us about land
yes,
use.
Well, as you may or may not know, land use planning is a municipal jurisdiction.
Oh, great.
What that means is your municipal governing body creates the plan, if you will, for your community. They decide where commercial goes, they decide where open space should be, they decide where should the apartments go. That's a municipal function. So when they lay out, they work with their professional planner to see where does it fit best in our community. And those are the kinds of decisions that are made on that local level.
Ah, okay. Well, we have to break for just a moment here, Sue, and listen to some of the sponsors that help make WHCRDB possible and HuntertonChamberRadio.com. So let's take a break for a moment, and we'll listen to why we should be planning and how when we come back.
You're listening to WHCRDB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Come on, let's work together. Because together we will stand, every boy and girl, woman and man.
Welcome back to Your County at Work. This is Suzanne Legay. I am the host of this program that looks behind the scenes at all those 600 folks that help to bring the services that we need in Hunterdon County. This is HuntertonChamberRadio.com, WHCRDB. And today we're talking about planning, and we're talking about planning with an expert, Sue Desmaro, who is the director of the Planning, Land Use, and Economic Development Department at the county. And we just sort of got into what is a professional planner. And we need to get a little bit more information from Sue. So welcome back, Sue. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about... you talked about the use of planning really being a municipal department, but here we sit saying that you are the county's Department of Planning head. So tell us how, I want to know two things, I think, here. I want to know what the county does in that domain, and then I want to know a little bit about how you got here and why. So tell me about the county's, if it's a municipal function, tell me a little bit about that.
Right. It is indeed a municipal function to plan for their land use. The county's role in this has always been looking at traffic and drainage. How is this development going to affect our roads? Very much so. How is it going to affect our roads, and how is it going to affect our drainage structures, water as we have learned in the past with Superstorm Sandy, how truly devastating water can be with a bad storm. And we know our roadways are crowded. We know that I-78 is a pass-through. There is, and what happens on our local roads when I-78 gets backed up? People divert. Everybody's got a Google map. They get off the highways, they get on our state roads, and when the state roads clog up, then they look to our county roads and then our municipal roads. Traffic is a really important issue that the county deals with.
Good. And then on a day-to-day, when it's not a disaster, a forthcoming disaster, no, seriously, but, you know, that we know a snowstorm or a hurricane is coming or something, then what is the day-to-day part of that, Sue?
With regard to the county's planning office,
yes.
If you said, what's a typical day, all right, my office, in the planning office, we not only do development review, which is part of the planning board's responsibility to review all applications for subdivisions and site plans, with regard to the traffic and drainage impacts.
Now, that has to do, excuse me for interrupting, mm-hmm. that has to do with, you work with the municipality, or that is an overriding responsibility that the county has?
That is an overriding responsibility that we have. All applicants not only submit to the local municipal planning offices, they also submit applications to the county. We are always looking to make sure that the county is looking at the traffic impacts to our county roads. And if you think about how water goes, it always reaches a county structure.
Yeah. So, and that is a distinction from HART, which monitors day-to-day traffic should there be an accident or something. I mean, you're looking at the planning aspects of this, not the reporting or the intervening moment-to-moment kind of
thing.
That's
correct, yes. Yeah.
Okay. So when did you start all this? When did you come to the county? What are you up to? We say this is the behind-the-scenes human interest. So I want to know, when did you get here, Sue, and how long you been doing this for the folks that are listening?
Well, back in 1996, we go back a ways.
Oh, my.
I graduated with my undergraduate degree from UNC Charlotte. My husband was transferred to New Jersey. I said, I'm not going back to work. I'm going to school. I enrolled at Rutgers and got my master's in city and regional planning. I graduated in, I think, maybe May, and in June I began a grant-funded position with the county planning board as a transportation coordinator. So when I say I've been in transportation my entire career, I mean my entire career. So I have continued to follow that through. And
see, I think it's amazing, and I'm now taking the listening ear of those that are listening to this program, and I think of, you know, you sit in a traffic jam and you say whatever words come out of your mouth or whatever you're thinking, but what it takes in terms of the education, the understanding, and the patterning of transportation is just huge, isn't it?
Yes, and it involves so many players.
Yeah.
I mean, from, you know, I-78 is a federal jurisdiction. You've got our state DOT, Department of Transportation roads. You have our county roads. You have municipal roads. You have private roads. You have lanes. So, yes, it is multi-jurisdictional, and there has to be some collaboration between those parties to make sure things go smoothly and stay.
I'm beginning to understand by your level of expertise why you are now the department head, though. And when did that happen?
In 2006. Actually, 2004, a longtime director retired. And in 2006, I was very proud to have been offered the position of director of planning. And it's been an exciting role. I really have grown in that position, as has staff, and not in number, but in qualifications and quality, let's say. And then in 2016, we kind of reshuffled counties' divisions and governments, and I was made the department head for planning, economic development, and land use.
Wow.
So that's how I got here today.
That's a big plateful. What would you say, what was the most significant or the most distinctive thing in that maybe 10 years or at this point more like 20 since you've been in the department? But,
I would have to say the really, truly most exciting thing that has crossed my desk in these entire years I've been here is in 2011, the county, received a grant from the North Jersey Transportation Planning Authority, who doles out a couple $1 billion in federal funds for transportation projects.
Wow.
We got a grant from them and developed the county's first ever comprehensive economic development strategy, which is a planning
document.
What does
that mean? Yeah, let's say that's a mouthful.
It's a mouthful.
So tell me what that actually means.
It is a strategy where you look at where you have been, you look at where you are today, and you look at how can we grow and make this a more economically stable environment for us. What can we do to change things a little bit and help Hunterdon County grow and become more financially stable? We've talked about the high taxes. We've talked about the burden on our property owners. The way to offset that is to look to our economic strengths. But before you can do that, you got to know what they are. So 2011, we set out on that path, and I think in 2015, the county hired its first ever economic development director. I have watched him work. It is very exciting. The county for years said economic development, they did not think that was part of their role as county government. And I think when the bubble burst and revenues fell, they've kind of decided, this new freeholder board has taken a look at this and said, maybe it is part of our responsibility to look at where we can help. And that's where Mark comes in, and Mark is our new economic development director.
I think we've had him on this show in the past, but he speaks like a Gatling gun, right? And so by the time you hear all the information that he's spitting out, we'll have to have him back. But I think that for our listeners, if we're talking about a comprehensive economic development plan, one needs to just drive down your municipal streets or on our local, either county or municipal roads, and see the vacancy rates and things like that. So it was beginning to affect our economy, was it not? That if we have ratables and commercial properties are closing, leaving, and whatever, and not paying the taxes, we know that darn well that the taxpayers are going to have to pick that up. So in terms of developing economy, mm-hmm. right, I mean, you as a planner, I guess you look at, tell me a little bit about some of the things you looked at in terms of that.
Well, what did we look at? It was such a big project to look at for so many years.
You didn't do it in one meeting, I guess.
No. No, we had many, many meetings. We listened to a lot of people and...
What do you mean you listened to a lot of people? What do you mean?
There were public meetings and there were municipal meetings. There were targeted meetings to specific groups of business people, of nonprofits, of, specific segments of our county population to look at and identify what are the strengths of Hunterdon County. What are the weaknesses? What are the areas we need to improve on? And try to come up with a plan that helped us kind of prioritize what we could do and where we could make a change or an impact, and then identify the parts where we really couldn't make the change. It was really someone else's job to make those changes, but then that information was shared. Well, whether it was improving roadways or whether it was a land use issue with a municipality or whether it was, you know.
The private sector play at all in that too?
Private sector was part of our developing of the plan.
Uh-huh.
And I think one of the things we heard the loudest going through the plan from our development community was, Somerset County line, that's kind of where we stop. That, you know, Hunterdon County has put up signs saying we don't want you here. And I think for years, when we had that big boom out here, I think that's exactly what happened. Everybody looked around and said, whoa, slow it down.
Put those brakes on.
Yes, we've gotten, and we did that successfully for a number of years. But I think now we're starting to turn that corner where we need to begin to crack that door open a little bit. But this economic development strategy is meant to say, okay, but how do we want that to look? What are the strengths that we can build on? So, you know, we've looked at our park system. Is that a tourist destination? We've looked at our river towns. Can that be a tourist destination? How can we improve our parks so that we make those that tourist destination to bring people here to spend their money and maybe...
So how long did all this take? I know I'm interrupting rudely. I apologize.
We started this plan back in 2011. And I think in 2000, I want to say maybe 14, we finished it. I can't remember exactly. But and it wasn't until, or maybe it was 15 or 16, or 15, because in 16 then we hired our economic development director.
And who says your plan's right? Who comes along and says, nice job, Sue, you did the good job, and so now you can spend this amount of money? I mean, where does that all come from?
Well, hopefully they think we've done a good job today.
Who approved
it? But this was actually adopted by the Freeholder Board accepted it.
Okay.
It was adopted by the Planning Board as an element of our county master plan.
Okay.
But what you really want to understand is that it needs to be, it should not just be the plan of today. It should be a plan that continues to evolve and change as the needs do, as we identify new and changing trends and things that are going on here.
Ah, okay. So now you talk about the freeholders approved it. Anybody else have to have a stamp on that?
It's a county. Yes, that's right. You're right. The U.S. EDA also, the United States
Economic Development.
I always get tripped up on the EDA, Economic Development Authority. This plan was put together. It was submitted to them and reviewed by their criteria and accepted as and approved by them. You're right. I've moved so far beyond that.
Well, that's good.
Yes.
That's good. So when you say we've moved beyond that, or the county has, what's going on in economic development? As I say, we had our economic development person, the county's economic development person, speak to us here on the radio show maybe a month or so ago, or two. But what's the objective? That comes in under your department in planning. And
yes.
that seems logical at this point in time, huh?
Yes. I think right now that's the right place for it. I think that we are still working with our new economic development director to help him understand what is the planning process in Hunterdon County and in New Jersey. It's not the same as it was in Dark County, Ohio, where he came from. What New Jersey has a little different playing field with regard to land use. And I think that's why I think that's the perfect place for him right now today. So we work closely with him. We also help connect him with our municipal partners, whether they be mayors or planning boards, because that's a natural connection for him. He needs his first objective was to learn Hunterdon County. What are we? Who are we? And what is it, you know, how do we see ourselves?
And you said to our audience just a few minutes ago that you've moved beyond that. What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean that we brought Mark on board. He is now kind of taken the reins, if you will. I step back and I trust that we have hired a professional and I want him to do his job. So while I continue to be involved in his day-to-day efforts, this really has become his program now. And I am very pleased with the way he operates. He has made contact and communicated with probably almost every one of our municipal mayors, governing bodies, planning boards, and, you know, got the word out.
Businesses. We're sitting here at the Chamber of Commerce. I know that, you know, that touches on businesses as well, the private sector.
Absolutely. That's one of his strengths, I believe, is in his ability to do that.
Okay. And you speak a lot about land use. So we know economic development. We talked about traffic and water, right? But what else comes under, for our listeners, what else comes under land use here in the county?
Our planning department is really quite diverse. We have the economic development, which we talked about, which is part of this department. But under planning, we also have our farmland preservation program, which is one of the most successful in the state. We have.
Why do you know that?
Farmland preservation is part of what we do in planning. This is why it's important to the people of Hunterdon County.
But when you say it's the most successful, why? What are our measurements around that make you know that?
We have more than, I want to say, 350 preserved farms in Hunterdon County, more farms than any other county in the state. We are second in acreage only to Salem County, only because they are a little bigger than we are. But we have over 35,000 acres in preserved farmland.
Wow. So that's, you've satisfied my question, I'll tell you that much. What else is involved in land use?
In land use, my office is also the location of our open space coordinator, who manages our $6 million open space tax funds that everybody pays into as part of their county taxes, which involves acquisitions, which involves development, improvement. So it's a large part of what we do. So there's transportation, there's land use, and we also have parks. The parks are also part of this department. And we are looking at them in terms of development. How can we make them better? How can we work with our municipal partners to see what the needs are that we can help and assist, be a better partner with our municipal partners?
So parks is public use tourism. They also have programs, and all that comes under your jurisdiction, huh?
Yes. And if you haven't looked at the parks website to see what kind of programming there is, by all means, check them out. They are always coming up with new and different programs.
And what's the difference? Now, I need a distinction here between parks and farmland and open space. You talked about open space. So what qualifies as open space, and what do you do with open space besides appreciate it?
Well, in Hunterdon County, we appreciate our open space. I will tell you, there has been a large effort for acquisition over the many years. I think the open space tax went into being in the really late 90s, and it passed three ballot questions overwhelmingly, and we now have a permanent 3-cent tax, and every year that money is used through grant programs. We grant some of that money back to our nonprofits, our municipalities. So if we're not using it, we're allowing other people to use it to help preserve what we have here.
And in fact, looking for them to use it.
Looking for them, right. Because leveraging funds, we can do so much more, which incidentally is why our farmland program is so successful, because we leverage funds from the state of New Jersey to the tune of 60% of the cost of those farms that we preserve. The county puts in 20%, and the municipality often puts in 20%. It's pretty good value for our tax dollars.
And that's the same with this open space that you're talking about?
Open space is a tax that the county collects. We grant money for it. But our open space is the county's parks. So what are we doing with our county parks? Really, to date, we have Deer Path, which is an active-use park. We have South County Park. But mostly we have passive recreation in terms of trails, in terms
of... What does passive recreation mean?
Passive recreation is recreation for people who like to walk and bike and run. And it's not ball fields. It's not athletic fields. It's strictly walking, biking, hiking, those types of things where you have a path through the park and you enjoy what we have to offer.
Are there parks, Sue, that just sit there? I mean, is there open space? Maybe I shouldn't call it parks.
Yeah.
Maybe I should say, is there open space that just sits there? Because we want to have those vistas or the county wants to. Tell me about that part.
Absolutely. There are areas that are important that they just sit there because they become natural habitats. I mean, there's always a purpose. Even though you're not walking through them, there is always a purpose for the space that we buy, whether it's connecting a habitat or whether it's a migratory kind of stopover for the birds traveling north and south.
Oh, wow.
There's a
more planning, more purpose.
More planning.
And who decides that? If I get in my car and I ride home and I see a nice little square of land, I come and say, hey, Sue, I'd like the county to make that open space. Who decides what's viable, what's the right decision? How does that happen?
It would come to the attention of our office, and Bill Millett is our open space coordinator. He would gather information on the property. And then that information would go. We have a Parks and Open Space Advisory Committee who reviews and evaluates not only every grant application that we get for our money, but any acquisition efforts are also reviewed by them. And they are a well-seasoned group, and they do a wonderful job. And they would decide yes, no, and why. And then that information goes to our freeholder board, who ultimately makes the final decision on acquisitions by the county. And then we would make the decision and then move forward.
So one would imagine, as we look at, as your department, huh, and some of these committees you're talking about with the farmland and open space parks and so forth, that there's some sort of strategy, perhaps even with the municipalities, is that so, that you might... look at a longer term plan in terms of how does all this work together?
Is that absolutely? And that's a great segue into a major effort that is underway right now in my office to create a strategic parks and open space plan. And while we have been working over the past few months to come up with an initial draft, really, the next step is to take this draft out over the next 2 or 3 months, meet with municipalities, meet with nonprofit organizations, meet with open space organizations. Let's see how our plan fits with what their plans are, and how do we make it fit better or make adjustments? Because the objective here is we would like a trail system from the top of Lebanon down to West Amwell and from Reddington Township over to our river towns and connections throughout. I think we have a beautiful countryside, and it would be wonderful to be able to make that connectivity and share that.
Sounds like you guys are well organized over there. But once again, I want to take a couple moments to thank the folks who helped sponsor 100 and Chamber Radio and WHCR-DB. So we'll be back shortly to talk more with Sue Desmara, the Department Head of Planning, Land Use, and Economic Development.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I forgot my mic, folks. Welcome back to Your County at Work. And we're here today talking to Sue Desmaro, who's the department head in planning, land use, and economic development. And we've learned a little bit about what planning does, both municipalities and in our county. We've talked about the economic development plan that the county has put forth, as well as how the county operates around open space, farmland, parks. Tremendous amount of activity happens over there. But Sue and I talking in what we easily quote the green room here, that there's two more areas at least that you oversee, and they probably have sub areas too. But let's just briefly let our listeners know a little bit. I know the Culture and Heritage Department reports also into your area.
Absolutely. A few years back, Cultural and Heritage was put under the planning umbrella. We have a wonderful executive director who has really expanded the programs. This is Carrie Fellows. She's up in our courthouse 2 days a week. We're very proud of that. The Cultural and Heritage Commission also receives grants from the state for arts and history. And there is a Cultural and Heritage Commission which reviews applications and makes recommendations. In addition to...
Reviews for what, though? What is it that they're
for
reviewing?
For grant monies.
And what do they do with that, then?
I want to skip right over and say the county has a historical grant committee or a grant program as well, which helped to... the Hunterdon Chamber was a beneficiary of, and they got money that helped them to paint and preserve this beautiful place that they now call their home. The Cultural and Heritage Commission also gives grants to local arts and history groups within our county, and so that they can put on performances, so that they can put on art shows, so that they can continue to do their good work with a little bit of funding from the county that helps keep that here.
Wow, okay, great. And so that's historic as well as cultural, and they give grants out to as I understand it, you're saying,
yes,
to other groups that provide these services. Or how about municipalities? Do they get to play?
Yes, I believe. Well, municipalities get more the open space grants.
I see.
Would go through, like a municipality can apply to the county's open space program for a historic grant to renovate or update a historic structure within their town.
I see.
The Cultural and Heritage Commission is really more about providing programming in arts and history and helping the small organizations that are here in our county to provide these services for our residents.
Ah, okay, thanks. And then the Planning Board, which is a significant body in the county, and I think even in municipalities and in the county and so forth. So that feeds in under planning as well. And what do they do?
Absolutely. The planning staff serves as support staff to the County Planning Board. And the board is responsible for adopting the county's master plan for development review. We have a small committee of planning board members who provide for the development review committee that look at every one of our development applications. The planning board also provides informational, what we call breakfast talks, which we recently had on the emerald ash borer, which is a new pest that is invading our county. And we had a rather informative discussion about septic systems by our health department.
Another sexy topic. Necessary nonetheless, as was the other two you mentioned.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, our office also is what they call a state data center repository, which means every municipal ordinance and master plan is on file in our office. So if someone is looking to do reports or something that maybe cross municipal boundaries, then that information is available in one place. We are state data center affiliates. That means is we coordinate with the U.S. Census. When our every 10-year census comes up, we're very involved in that. And we just...
Who knew?
Become involved in a lot of areas where it seems like if the request came in to Main Street and they weren't sure who to call with it, if they check out at planning, we can almost always find an answer.
Wow. You're a bunch of busy folks over there.
Indeed. Yes, we are. Trying to keep up always.
But I tell you what, I was told before we went on the air that with all you do and all you're looking over, I understand that you're about to retire.
Yes, that is true. My 19 years with the county have been wonderful. I think it's just my time, and I am looking forward to retiring to Florida with my sisters, and... It's just a new chapter in my life, and I believe I am leaving you in good hands.
If they've got the same moxie that you do, that's some powerful sister group, I'll tell you. I think you are. From all I've heard around is that it's a sound department, but I'll tell you what, where it sounds, and I think our listeners would agree that after listening to you today and the expertise you've brought, the guidance you've brought, and leadership to that department, that there will be a dearth. That you will personally be missed, as will your ability to understand and articulate for our listeners and for everybody that works with you and around you. I know just from being in the county that folks rely on you personally as well as your department, and that's a reputation that you and they have earned. So I certainly wish you very, very well. in your retirement. If you were sitting here, I understand that the Chamber Radio is about to go on video soon, so we'll be able to see our guests as we speak. But you would see a very youthful, very vibrant person here that's about to retire. So look out, world, is what I say. We're unleashing someone here that has a lot more to give and to do. So thank you. In your last, when is it that you actually retire?
The end of the year, January 31st.
So thanks for taking time out of what I know must be a busy schedule for you, Sue, to let our listeners know the in-depth kind of operations that you've been running and what you're doing. I very much appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Suzanne, for having me. I've truly enjoyed this. And, you know, I will be in my office through the end of the year, so I'm available if anyone has questions.
And how do they get that? That's one thing we ought to ask. How do they reach the planning office?
We are at www.co.hunterdon.nj.us/planning. We are on the website under your departments on the left-hand side of the freeholders page, or the main county web page, by phone, 908-788-1490.
One more time, 788.
908-788-1490.
Okay, thank you. And I'm sure our listeners, Sue, join me in wishing you the very, very best, healthy and happy and fulfilling retirement as much as you've given to the county thus far.
Well, thank you so much. It has been a wonderful ride. I will say that.
That's great. So it's just about the end of our program here today. It always goes so fast when we're with such knowledgeable folks that have so much to tell us. You know that, as always, with any of our radio shows that come out of HuntertonChamberRadio.com or WHCRDB, that within a 24-hour period, you can download the programs. They're available online to listen to again and again, or the blog. So know that by the end of tomorrow, you'll be able to review this program, and maybe, Sue, you'll see your switchboard light up over there at planning. I'll return with your county at work again in January, the first Thursday of the new year. And here's what I'm planning for you. I can't promise to bring this out, but I want to talk about our winter road safety and who does that and how they do it and why they do it and so forth. So that's on the agenda anyway for January. And this program, your county at work, is part of a bigger umbrella program called Hunterdon Living, so that when you're looking for these blogs on your computer or whatever, that you look under Hunterdon Living, and that's has Healthy Hunterdon, it has Life as a Spiritual Occasion, and it has your county at work and so forth. So there's lots of ways to find us. We'll keep reminding you. Thank you again to our sponsors and to Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Today I am announcing that in the coming weeks, I will be resigning as a member of the United States Senate.
Democratic Senator Al Franken resigning after seven women came forward in recent weeks saying he groped or forcibly tried to kiss them. The second-term Democrat also said some of the accusations against him are false.
Some of the allegations against me are simply not true. Others I remember very differently.
In a House hearing today, FBI Director Christopher Wray said there's no finer institution than the FBI. Wray also responds to President Trump's tweet recently that the FBI is in tatters.
There is no finer institution than the FBI and no finer people than the men and women who work there and are its very beating heart.
And the Thomas Fire in Southern California is continuing to grow, fueled by the Santa Ana winds. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-361-4221. That's 800-361-4221. 800-361-4221. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors.